Meat?
Yeah.
Jerky?
Or there's another kind that's flaked, and you keep it in a jar, and then you can make a cream sauce out of it.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we eat that frequently around here on Sunday mornings. Dried beef, no. Chip beef.
Do you happen to know what a fat pork cured in brine is called?
I'd call it a ham, I guess.
Okay. How about some, like, a pork product that you might add to soup for flavoring?
Well, you use a soup bone, you use a...
You ever heard of salt pork?
Salt pork, yeah.
Okay. What about a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog? What do you call that?
Head cheese.
Yeah, good. Not too many people know that one. Do you eat it?
No.
If you want to separate a liquid from a solid is in a liquid, and you put it through a colander maybe, what's the process that you're doing to get the liquid out?
Drain it. Drain it off.
And what would you call thin milk?
Blue John.
Is Blue John a specific type of milk?
No, Blue John is just completely skimmed milk.
Now, how did you know to call it Blue John?
Well, that's just a term that some people utilize to call it Blue John. It's.
Have you heard that in your family?
It's really,
Have you heard that? Did your family use that term, Blue John?
No. Well, my brother-in-law did, because that's what he had to drink all the time, and he didn't like it. Anyway, it's just skim milk, and. No butter fat left in there to speak of.
Terrible stuff. If milk is just beginning to turn, what is it called?
Clabber.
Okay. What's a milk product that comes in a tub? In?
Cottage cheese.
And what kinds of bread can you make with corn meal?
Cornbread.
Well, what is cornbread? I mean, everybody has a different idea of what cornbread is. So what is your idea of cornbread?
Cornmeal. And you usually have an egg mixed in it to hold it together. And, matter of fact, one thing they used to do, when I make a cake, instead of putting eggs in it, I'd use mayonnaise. And it makes the cake moister, and it still holds it together. That's the purpose of the egg and all, or any product like that, is to make it hold together. Otherwise, it just crumbles every time you try to slice anything.
I didn't know that.
Well, next time you make a cake, instead of it says two eggs, put in two
tablespoons
of
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
It has to be good mayonnaise, though, not old mayonnaise. Well, some people make cornbread inside the oven, and then other people make it on top of the stove. Are you talking about the cornbread that's made in the oven, like baked cornbread?
Yeah.
That's made in a pan, for instance?
Right.
So, have you ever seen cornbread made on top of the stove?
Yeah. Kind of corn cakes.
Are those like little hockey puck?
Yeah,
shaped hard. Things? Okay.
When I was in Korea, I was up on that island and had a couple of little house girls that would clean up and tried to cook. Of course, they would cook Korean type food. And I was trying to teach them how to make biscuits.